I invite you to please take your Bibles or your Psalters and turn to Psalm 63. It's always good at the beginning of the month to be reminded why we meditate on these Psalms. One of the reasons that we take these up is to see the great salvation that God has worked on our behalf. And our psalm meditations are aimed at not a full explanation or a full or in-depth look, but a meditation, a briefer look at this psalm, so that we can see Jesus Christ and see the work of our Redeemer on our behalf. I invite you to please listen as I read Psalm 63. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go down into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. One explanation that's very helpful in this psalm is to have the setting given to us. David says that this was written when he was in the wilderness of Judah. It was at a time when he was hiding from King Saul. Saul was trying to hunt him down like a dog, trying to kill him, because David had been anointed as the next king of Israel. And Saul didn't take too kindly to that. Saul wanted to kill David, and so David fled. He went into hiding into the wilderness of Judah. That meant several things. It meant that he was separated from the public worship of God. And this psalm expresses David's deep longing for that worship. Not merely for the worship, but longing for the presence of God that is expressed in our worship. He says, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek for you. I want you to note in this psalm the earnest desire that David has to meet with God. It's really the essence of this psalm, is that longing that David has to be with our Lord and Savior. My soul thirsts, he says. The deep longing that he has, he describes as being thirsty without any water to supply to satisfy his thirst. It's that type of longing that drives him to an act of faith. He says, I will seek for you. He stirs up his faith. He doesn't just sit back waiting for water to rain down from heaven, but instead he acts with faith, seeking for the Lord while he may be found. Because of that, in verses 3 through 6, there's an expression of David's remembering God's goodness and blessing. I want you to see how that is part of David's faith, how it's part of our faith as well, to be stirred up and remember God's goodness to us. He remembers his loving kindness. In the wilderness, he may have longed for other things, like being delivered from the hand of Saul. But the first thing that he mentions is that he remembers God's loving kindness as being better than life itself. It really reveals David's heart that to know God, to be in his presence is what he longs for most of all. So he can say that he is satisfied with the richest of fare, with marrow and fatness, rich foods for those in the Old Testament. But David probably didn't have the richness of this type of food while he was on the run. He wasn't eating at the king's table as he once had in King Saul's house. But he is satisfied with something even better. He has something from the king's table that comes from the heavenly king. David is satisfied with that and expresses it with raised hands, with raised voice. He expresses that satisfaction in public and in private, in the public worship and in private, even on his bed at night. He expresses the satisfaction that he has in knowing God. That leads him in verses 7 through 11 to express his expectation. God has been my help, and so I expect that the Lord will continue to help. Help not just as in deliverance from earthly enemies, which is expressed in verses 9 through 10, but there is a deeper and more lasting deliverance that is his hope. He describes being sheltered under the shadow of his wings. That's a curious phrase that suggests most likely the wings of the cherubim on the Ark of the Covenant. They express David's confidence that his salvation is in the Lord. And so he expects that God will keep his promise, that the Lord would be a covenant-making and covenant-keeping God. One of the promises that God had made was that David would be king. He had already been anointed, but was on the run. And yet David can say at the close of this psalm, "The king shall rejoice in his God." He's speaking of himself, anticipating and expecting the fulfillment of that promise. The king shall rejoice in God. There are several things here that point us to Christ. I'll mention them just briefly. Just the imagery of the Old Testament worship speaks volumes about our Redeemer. In the sanctuary, the power and glory of God is made manifest, and David longs for that. And it's Jesus Christ who has gone behind the veil by his sacrifice, by his resurrection. He has gone into that heavenly throne room. And the power and glory of God is demonstrated as we meet with him each week in worship. David speaks of God's loving kindness, and there's a very precise word that he uses. He speaks of the covenant faithfulness of the Lord, a covenant love, which is expressed in Jesus Christ. This is how we know what love is, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. We also have an expression of expectation that under the wings of God, under that covenant that he has made, that on the mercy seat that we would be covered in Jesus Christ, so too we can expect to be sheltered both now and eternally. And finally, the king shall rejoice in God. David was a type of Christ in his kingship. The great joy that Jesus has as our king is to rule over us and to free us from the domain of Satan. And he rejoices in that great work that he has done. Psalm 63 expresses longing and satisfaction in the love that we know through the redemption of Jesus Christ. So we sing it throughout this month, and as we sing it this morning, let your thoughts turn to what Christ has done for you, that he has shown you his power and glory, his faithful love, his kingship. And may your soul follow hard after him, as David says. Let's sing together Psalm 63. We'll use selection B. I want you to notice that it does go across the two pages there, from the left-hand side to the right-hand side. Let's please stand and to sing of our longing, Psalm 63b.